Somebody take them home. Let's kiss and then take off our clothes. It's just another graceless night. Big bang world, so long to another day. I try to fight it, try to fix it, and it just wouldn't go away. But I don't wanna know the reason why we're standing here when we should be running off. I don't wanna know the reason why we're hypnotized, but it's our eyes, all
right. I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
That was All Day and All of the Night by The Kinks. And You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Phoebe.
I'm Lucas, and this is the morning show. We are back for our fourth week?
Maybe.
Four? Yeah, something like that.
You wouldn't know because you weren't here last time.
I wasn't here last week. I was busy.
Yeah, what were you busy doing? Please tell me about it.
Oh, gosh, can I even remember? I think I had a lot of homework to do.
Oh, what a poor excuse.
Yeah.
I always have a lot of homework to do.
No, I had a test, actually. Maybe?
Well, it was a Monday schedule on a...
So I actually had class.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. Are you getting some feedback in your headphones? Some little buzz? Is that just me?
Yeah, I was just kind of enjoying it, though.
Yeah, it's like white noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. People pay good money for this noise.
True. I've been getting into white noise recently, actually, because I live in a house with 10 very loud people. Well, not all of them are very loud. Few of them are very loud. Mm. Some of them are kind of loud. Some of them are not loud at all, actually.
Like mice.
Yeah. So, but I realize that I need to like white noise.
What do you mean
noise?
You've been getting into white noise?
Like, I just listen to it. Like, I used to not like it. I still don't love it, but I'm trying to force myself to like it so that I can do homework in my house.
Okay. Have you ever tried, like, listening to rain sounds?
Well, that's like white noise, isn't it? Or is that like
a
different
color? White noise is like actual static.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Do you want to try to go to mic 3?
Okay. Is there a mic? Does a mic 3 exist?
It's about to. It's about to exist. Yeah, give it a shot. Oh, that's much better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I still hear the same thing.
I think there's construction going on outside.
Okay.
I don't hear it anymore, though. I think we're good.
Okay. Yeah. You just wanted me to be further away from you?
Yeah.
This was an excuse because Lucas is scared of me.
Yeah, cooties and all that. You have a song?
Yeah. This song is called Outworn by Soccer Mommy, the newest addition to my fall playlist.
Oh.
Sweet. in your clam shell. If the ocean's not enough for it, my rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on me, go with that red for other eyes.
it all in front of people, cause I'm afraid they might see what we have and try and take it all. Moving fast, but I wanna go faster. That it'll fade, it'll be a disaster. But I know that I don't wanna crash without you. You're the one that makes me come alive. I never thought I'd come to something that was so new, something that was so true.
Bicycle on a hillside desolate.
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency, locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advanced directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, .. A lot of .. in this.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love.
A little ominous.
Yeah, they're kind of like skipping or tiptoeing around the what they're talking about.
Yeah. My best friend from high school got a kidney transplant.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Crazy.
Donating organs is awesome.
Yeah, I'm an organ donor.
Me too. If someone is not an organ donor, that's kind of a red flag.
Well, some people think that like the government is gonna frame your death and then farm your organs.
So.
And
I'm supposed to be upset by that.
It's owed to them.
Yeah. So we played some songs. What did we play?
Yeah, we played a lot on this station. We played This Charming Man by The Smiths, Warm by Dries, Adult Diversion by Always, Alrighty Aphrodite, Peach Pit.
Order are you going in?
Random.
Okay. Not in order.
Not
in case you're wondering. So Sad, So Sad by Varsity was our last song, which was actually played by accident. Is that true?
But happy accident.
It's a song we both enjoy, especially me.
Yeah. You were humming awesome. Right along, doing your comp sci.
Yeah.
Call in with comp sci tips for Phoebe.
Yeah, so my problem right now is, I don't even know. I have to print none when there's no mutations.
Mutations?
I'm talking about genes.
Oh.
Never mind. No one cares.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about this.
If you're in Comp 11, give me a call. We'll talk.
You want to put your phone number on air?
Yeah, it's 510-666-420.
Call in, y'all. This is your chance to talk to Phoebe in real phone life.
Yeah.
Well, fun for the whole family.
Oh, were you in one of my playlists?
No. I think this is my playlist.
Oh, Peach Pit Radio. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it was made for me by...
So you made it.
The little man in my computer.
What's his name?
Mr. Spotify, sir.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's a hottie.
Nice.
For sure. He's kind of green, but...
Green little man.
I'm down with it.
Yeah.
For sure. Thought I heard someone walking in.
Oh, that's because I kicked something.
Oh. Awkward. All right, well, gonna play some Electric Light Orchestra on vinyl.
Whoa,
that's pretty fun.
Do you need me to stall while you get it set up?
Nah, I've got it. It should be. Is this gonna work?
Ooh.
Oh, look at that.
You hear that crackle?
Can't get that on Mr. Green Man Spotify. All right, enjoy.
Well, I came a long way to be here today, and I left you so long on this avenue.
And here I stand in the strangest land, not knowing what to say or do. As I gaze around at these strangers in town, I guess the only stranger is me. And I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
is this the way life's meant to be? Although it's only a day since I was taken away, I'm left standing here looking in wonder.
Get your life,
oh, the ground at my feet. Maybe it's just the old street, but everything that I know lies under.
Thank you.
That was chill lo-fi beats to study to.
That was your bit?
No, that wasn't the full bit.
Do the full bit.
Well, what's the name of the actual song I just played?
Another Heart Breaks.
By?
Electric Light Orchestra.
I was just imagining, like, well, is it old or is it just on a record?
It's old, 80, 81.
I was just, like, imagining, like, kids, like, putting on records to listen to, like, study beats, opposed to, like, playing one of those YouTube videos with, like, the cat and, like, you know the video.
I know the
video. With the cat and the tea and, like, whatever.
The girl doing homework by the window and it's anime, kind of.
Yeah. And you listen to your chill, low-fi beats to study to.
You just watch it.
Yeah, for hours.
For hours and go insane. I bet
they
have.
Or you just put on a record.
Oh, they've definitely got lo-fi.
On vinyl, yeah.
Vinyl.
But, like, they had to have something like it, like what we just listened to. You think kids would buy that and be like, this would be great to study to? Or did they not study back then?
I don't think they studied back then. I was about to say. I think
everything
was
better. You just, like, went in the street and, like,
just played.
Just passed rocks or something.
Yeah, you played the rock game where, like, you take a rock and you try to split it. It's a great game.
I love splitting rocks. Actually, not, like, for real, I split a lot of rocks this summer when I was working in a summer camp. This was one of my favorite. There wasn't a ton to do. Like,
wait, like agates? What kind of rocks?
I don't know.
How do you split a rock?
There was this watering hole that we would go to sometimes because it was really hot to swim. And so I would take a rock and I would put it on a bigger rock. And then I would take another big rock and just hit it and break it.
So destructive.
It was really fun. And then I did it in front of the kids, but I was like, I probably shouldn't do this. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need rock violence.
But
we don't need a model.
It's
that.
Fun. I'll say it.
I believe
you feel
it.
Really powerful.
Well, that's what it was like in the 80s.
Yeah.
That is what kids would do.
You get on your bike and you ride to a girl's house.
Oh, God.
Or something.
Something like that.
With a boombox or something.
Boombox. And then, like, you meet this girl that has, like, powers.
Yeah.
Like,
I lost you.
You know where I'm going? Like, there's a government cover up.
Uh huh. Oh, I know where you're going. I was going Stranger more like things. Original 80s movies, but I see which way you're
What's your favorite 80s movie?
I don't
Dash
know.
Before our
they,
time.
They
movie,
honestly all kind of blur together. Like,
I mean, honestly, the 60s, 70s, and 80s are... Well, not 60s. 70s, no. 80s,
I think
early
the 80s,
90s are kind of the same.
What? That's a hot take.
In
I'd
my
say
head.
80s, early 90s are kind of similar. Breakfast Club, classic.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, classic.
Yeah, that's one of those movies that kind of stresses me out, though. Like, I like it, but...
It stresses you out?
Yeah.
It's like the least stressful movie ever.
I'm like, go to school.
Boy, like, you're going to miss third period.
Yeah, exactly. And like the car, the whole thing with the car, like that's stressful.
Oh, yeah.
The Ferrari. It's a stressful movie. I'm like, you're going to
It's a
get caught.
Would you classify it as a thriller?
Yeah.
A horror
For
movie?
Me. For someone with anxiety, yes, that's
you
a thriller.
We will not watch that alone. We'll not sleep for
I will
days.
Have nightmares, yeah.
I always wanted to be Ferris so bad.
You
He's so cool.
Yeah.
So chill.
He just
so
doesn't
chill.
Care. Like, he couldn't care less.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
Is that your favorite?
Movie?
The older movie?
Probably. I watched Princess Bride 2 nights ago for the first time
really?
Ever.
Really? How did you like it?
Not really.
Oh, my dad loves that
like,
movie.
I appreciate it for being a classic and like, it was, you know, fun to watch kinda.
Yeah.
I think I'm a bit old.
Yeah,
for
I feel like
it.
You like saw it too late.
Exactly.
Like I saw it. I think I saw it a little too late. Also, I saw it like a few years ago for the first time.
I bet if I saw it when I was like growing up, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's the stuff. But I was kind of just like, oh.
Do you want to hear my dad's, I think his three favorite movies?
Mm-hmm.
Princess Bride, Taken, and Legally Blonde.
That's such a list.
Yeah.
Taken, Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Wow. I like that.
He's a quirky guy. Legally Sounds Blonde it. Is my favorite one. Well, because he's a lawyer and a feminist, so naturally.
Wow, what a combo.
Yeah.
Feminist lawyer.
Well, I think he's a... Yeah. I mean, we haven't talked about it. That's the kind of thing that you don't talk about necessarily.
No, you just know.
Yeah.
What kind of lawyer is he? Feminist?
Something with... buildings, maybe?
You don't know?
I don't know. Boring. It's boring to me.
Yeah. Roast. Hear that, Phoebe's dad?
Pat, he's definitely not listening. He might listen later, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to Maybe. Think what he what does. Are you thinking? I know he just reads a lot of contracts. But yeah. I guess that's what all lawyers do.
Pretty much. There's a lot of contracts. Lawyer seems like a boring job.
Unless you're like...
You have to read so much.
Like a criminal defense lawyer or something.
That's defending fine. Criminals?
Defending criminals or defending the opposite of criminals. Or just like being in court. Like my dad used to be in court a lot and that seemed exciting. But now he just like doesn't do that much anymore. He just like writes contracts and reads contracts.
What do you want to be?
Don't ask me that. I don't know.
I'm going to ask you that.
I have no idea.
Hot seat.
What do you want to be?
Some type of civil engineer, probably, considering I'm majoring in that now.
And what do you do?
Well, maybe urban planning.
What's Sounds your computer cool. password?
F.
Really?
Yeah.
And you just said that on air?
Don't hack. Well... mainframe's been breached. I need to change it to a different singular letter.
I wonder what it's going to be next. Maybe
possibly G? L. Maybe G.
You could be P for my name.
Everyone always makes fun of my one letter password, but it's just so efficient that you can't argue with it. You know? And yeah. It's so simple that no one would guess it. But I guess I've just exposed myself.
Yeah, now everyone will just try every letter, which isn't that hard to do.
It's kind of hard. It takes like 20...
Seconds.
28, 29 tries. 24. To set the record straight. You have a song?
Yeah.
Want to play that, boy?
Yeah.
Hit it. Hit it.
Are you on Aux 2?
Oh, yeah. What song is this?
What do you think? It was on the theme of what we were talking about.
80s?
From what movie?
Ferris Bueller.
No! Lucas, you're embarrassing yourself. It's like... Wow.
Help me out.
The Breakfast Club. Oh. It's like the last song.
We hardly talked about this song, but this it's movie. Like,
okay.
Anyway, enjoy. Don't you forget about me. Bye.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, whoops.
Look at them shakes, made up a dance. How come you shook? And I ain't took out my hands. Beans, star, bucks, star, struck. Bitch coming soon. That's cause you suck. That's coming soon. Suck my dick. Finding that key, learning that college is awesome.
Coding at Amazon. Shit like 6'5.
Shit like 6'5.
Take that rewind, now rewind. Ooh, ooh, baby be mine. Ooh, ooh, baby be mine. Got a pack, came from the DHL. Chill. Just got up with a pack. Got out of pack, came from the DHL. Chill. Just got up like a bell. Got out of pack, fuck, I'm sad.
Out the trunk, I'm already rich as fuck. So the products in the front, got my partner in the front. Been my BF for a month, but we been fucking from the jump, 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 jump.